The reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came upon the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" And then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this who even the wind and sea obey?" The dinghy was overcrowded, but it seemed the only hope for the refugees from Syria, Libya, or other parts unknown. The smugglers led them at a high price. When the storm came up, where the overcrowding caused the boat to be swamped, they cried out to God, who seemed to be sleeping. Stories abound of those lost at sea. And who cries for them? In Iraq, a day's tensions escalated. ISIS made demands, and there was an instantaneous need to move out with next to nothing out of a city to find somewhere safe. The sisters were with them. They're in refugee camps, or wherever they could find. Who cries for them? A fun night in Orlando crashed as a violent storm of gunfire filled the nightclub and many did perish. We watched the news and cried. That night at the Tony Awards, Lin-Manuel Miranda said, "When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day, love is love is love is love is love. Is love. It cannot be killed or swept aside. It cannot be killed or swept aside. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride." Storms abound in our world, in our lives, and in our families. And we sometimes wonder if God is asleep in our boat. We are like the disciples in the gospel saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he says to them and to us, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Yes, only God knows the answers. But how can we be the Christ who calms the wind and sea? Prayer is called for, but so is action. Dominic's eyes smarted from the pains and tragedy he saw. In a recent posting on the visual blog, I wrote about a piece called "I Am Diversity." I came from all over in many colors and cultures too numerous to mention. I await your welcome, for you know the Christ, and I stand at your door. Your tragedy is our tragedy, James Corden said at the Tonys. Theater is a place where every race, creed, sexuality, and gender is equal, is embraced, and loved. Hate will never win. Together we have to make sure of that. Together we must make sure our eyes and hearts are big enough to embrace the refugee, the Muslim, the immigrant, the Jew, the whatever religion, the homeless. We must be the Christ who through our actions and rebuke of bigotry, prejudice, and violence makes sure that hate will never win. Together we have to make sure of that.